translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Goswami said, thereafter the Pandavas, desiring to deliver the water to the dead relatives who had desired it, went to the Ganges with Draupadi. The ladies walked in the front. There sat the king of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhisthira, along with his younger brothers, and Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, Kunti, and Draupadi, all overwhelmed with grief. But Krishna was also there. Citing the stringent laws of the Almighty and their reactions upon living beings, Lord Sri Krishna and the Munis began to pacify those who were shocked and affected. Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Sapitam Jina Bhutale Swayamrupa Kadamaya Didakti Swapadantika Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Radha Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the last chapter, this is on recording now?
Yes.
Alright, so the problem of life that everyone has to face. One is born, has to die, inevitably. But we become attached to this place, to this temporary place, and therefore we don't find a way to come out of it. Therefore, if the beginning of spiritual life is how to detach ourselves from matter. So there are laws, dharma, that we should follow, that will gradually bring us to the point of detachment. Brahmacharya is the first training, the young boy's training, how to perform austerity for the satisfaction of the guru. And in that life, he undergoes austerity, but he finds it satisfying. He gets trained up to the point where the austerity is joyfully performed. This is practical, especially when there's a group, either for the garbage, yeah. Especially when there's some camaraderie, we say. Camaraderie means that others are in the camp or in the school, and they also are performing the austerity. Then there's a bonding, they feel some togetherness, that we have a mission, we're not just idly here, indulging in sense gratification. No, we're together. We have some progress that we're making together, and there's a feeling of camaraderie, like I said. Camaraderie means the satisfaction in the association of others who are also performing the austerity. And this is like the practice I was reading on the internet, how the Marines in their training, they go through harsh training for so many days, and the last day, welcome then, they've passed their training, and they feel very satisfied. And I was reading one, hearing on the radio, I guess it was one boy, was describing, the father of the boy was describing how they were running this last lap or something that they had to run. And they already finished that and everything. Everything was finished, but they did another, like a victory lap. 4 miles they were running, all these young men together. And they felt so enthusiastic, so happy. Adrenaline was so... to be finished with the boot camp, to be successful, and so they found something better than the ordinary person who's working in the job and going to support his family and so on. So even in the material scheme, we can see that there is a sense of satisfaction from performing austerity if it's done properly for a higher purpose. So, why not in the spiritual affairs? If we, like we were mentioning this morning, there's a struggle. Bhagavad Gita says even those who are, realized, they also should be performed penance and charity and austerity. In the 18th chapter, this is mentioned. They shouldn't be given up, even for the self-realized soul. So, there'll be some struggle. But that struggle is noble. It's something that that will really satisfy us, because the whole thing is a struggle. Karshati, in the 15th chapter, Krishna mentions it. There's a hard struggle for existence. Everyone has to struggle. But they're struggling for sense gratification, and that, you know, leads them feeling dissatisfied. Even if they succeed in that struggle, they're still not happy. They have to struggle, that's a fact. The struggle has to be there from the very beginning. The struggle is there. In the womb, the struggle is there. Coming out of the womb, the struggle is there. The child, there's no stopping the struggle. But if the struggle is done for the pleasure of the Lord, then one becomes satisfied in the heart. Because the Lord is in our heart. We're acting for His pleasure, trying to find out what is His will. Then He'll reciprocate. If we're sincere about that, He's not a dead stone. He's a living person. And when He sees that we're really sincere about taking this trouble for pleasing Him, then He reciprocates with us. This is His promise. And then we'll be enlivened. Not that we won't have a struggle, but that struggle will be joyfully performed. It'll be something that will enliven us. Otherwise, if we don't struggle, it means what? We're just carried by the modes of material nature. How can that be happy? How can that be satisfied? When we're just being carried by our karma, sometimes good, sometimes bad. But there's no progress. We're not making any solution. But this struggle, if we undergo, as being mentioned here by Prabhupada, then we can be reinstated in our original spiritual position, giving up this material conception of life. So what is our original spiritual position? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Mana Sochitina Country. This is the original position, is that we're Anandamaya Vyasya. We're Brahman. We're joyful by constitution. In our own existence, there's joy. Because we're made of the same nature as God, and God is fully blissful, so we have that same nature. We're also joyful. But in order to experience that, we have to be detached from matter. So the mind is the attaching feature. The mind will keep us bound here in this material world, and the mind will also liberate us. Therefore, the focus is the mind, how to bring the mind under the control, how to make the mind our friend. So it doesn't, by the senses, it agrees to be directed by the intelligence. Then, with the proper use of intelligence, one can see that these material attachments are not going to satisfy me. Although it looks very pleasing, therefore Bhagavad Gita mentions that mode of passion is very pleasing in the beginning, but it leads to suffering. Whereas mode of goodness, it may be some difficulty in the beginning, but it leads to satisfaction. So this process then to bring us to the mode of goodness, and then to the Sudhasattva, so that we can become qualified to enter into the spiritual world. So mode of goodness is not the goal, but mode of goodness is helps us to attain the goal, facilitates our progress. just like we give the example of the airport. The airport, we want to go out of the country. The airport is not out of the country. Why do we go to the airport? It's still in the country. But from the airport, we can easily get connection out of the country. So in the same way, from mode of goodness, we can easily get connection to the spiritual realm, to the Sudhasattva. If we have that, if we know what we're looking for. Others in the mode of goodness, because they don't have direction, they don't have guidance from the proper spiritual master. So even they're in the mode of goodness, they're still loitering here, thinking that they're successful, feeling some satisfaction in their work, and thus remaining in the material world. Prabhupada mentions that in the purport there, 14th chapter, that the problem with the mode of goodness is that it conditions us to a sense of happiness, and therefore there's no impetus for us to get out of this condition. So mode of goodness is welcome, but not to be satisfied with it, but seeing it as a stepping stone to go to the next destination. And the next destination is what? Liberation from this material existence altogether. We want to be free from the cycle of birth and death. We want to be free from the clutches of the three modes of material nature, including the mode of goodness. We want to enter into the spiritual dimension where we'll have eternal life full of knowledge and bliss. So this bhakti yoga process is the very authorized standard process given in Parampara, given by Krishna throughout Bhagavad Gita, given by our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada in a very detailed, scientific way. So just be humble, take up this process in a spirit of as a servant, and then there will be a result. Krishna will reciprocate within our heart. Okay? Any questions? We're not getting that reciprocation, it means we're not taking the process properly. Something we're doing wrong. We're becoming proud of something, or we have some misconception. Therefore, there's an obstacle in our path, and so we're taking some offenses or some in some way. Otherwise, the process should satisfy us. We should feel some enlivening mood in our hearts. If we're taking it in a proper way, we should feel enlivened. We should think, yes, today is another day I have a chance to serve Krishna. Another day I can come closer to entering into the spiritual world just by following nicely this process. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Chanting Hare Krishna, serving the mission of the Srila Prabhupada. And then I'm successful. And then at the evening, I can rest with a feeling of accomplishment. Today is a day I serve Krishna, I serve Prabhupada's mission, and so I have some satisfaction in myself. And then, again, the next day, like this, we go on. And Prabhupada promises if we continue like that, then we can enter into the spiritual world. So that requires a little faith, and that faith is cultivated in association. Therefore, Prabhupada made this ISKCON society. We like to have more and more association with devotees so we can enliven each other, to shant each other, want each other, and remain inspired to continue this process. And the process, of course, is achar and prachar, practice and preaching. Okay? Comments?
Maharaj, what should to do a person who doesn't feel this satisfaction?
Okay, then we should research. What is he doing wrong? Something is not being done properly.
But there's so many possibilities or so many options that it's difficult to figure out what I'm doing wrong, especially when we are on this low platform and we have...
Yeah, okay, so then you have to go to someone who has more experience. They can help. Not only guru, but there's also sadhus. Like practically, in the Dhuni Maharaj is coming, someone else is coming. If you feel, if you feel something, you can speak to them. On the internet, there's so many. In other words, we're talking about you now. You want to shut this off? Or just in general?
Well, I would like as in general also.
Yeah, in general. We have to reveal our mind to those we have faith in, who can help us understand what is it that, why we're not feeling enlightened. We should be enlightened. One thing is, the mind is the... as a cause for happiness and distress. This is got, the mind is central here in the material world. So, we experience practically that the mind is changing, like the weather. You know, if it's a rainy day, you say, well, why isn't the sun out today? You know, I want the sun to be out. Well, the sun's not going to come out. You know, it's cloudy. But if you're patient, and you go on with your service out of duty, then, the next day or the day after or the next day, the sun will come out and then you'll feel satisfied. So that's generally what we experience. You know, there may be one day or we feel a little discouraged. But if we have patience, go on just doing it out of duty, although we're not experiencing a higher taste, but we're doing it with our intelligence, is telling us, well, that's okay, but this is your duty. You have to do it. Whether you like it or not, this is your duty. Just like I was taking a walk this morning, I saw one young boy bringing out the garbage. It was, the garbage was bigger than him, the pail, but he was using the wheel. So that's his duty. His parents are giving him that duty. He may not like it, so but he's doing it. So we all have duties, as before. So we do have experience that sometimes the process is very joyful, and then sometimes it's not so joyful. So when the dry periods are there, when we're not feeling so enlivened, then we should think, well, this must be some, you know, disqualification on my side that I'm not feeling happy now, but I'm not feeling any bliss. But I have to do it anyway. What is the question? It's my duty. This is what I'm being, I'm trained to do this. Just like Arjuna was saying too, I can't see any happiness. Even if I win, I won't be happy. But Krishna said, no, it's your duty. You have to do it anyway. Don't think about that. Or the same example, these boys who were trained up as Marines and they felt so exhilarated. They were so exhilarated. But now, they may be suffering. They're being shot at in bad conditions. They may be arrested and killed prisoner. But still, that's what can they do. That's their duty. That's their, you know, that's their work. So our work is to serve Krishna, sadhana bhakti, to practice this bhakti yoga. And Prabhupada has given us that. Yeah, you eat only prasadam, you go for preaching, you get up early, you do. So we have to do that. That's already given. Then as far as the satisfaction, that comes. Nobody can say. There's no one devotee. I have yet to meet any devotee who has said he never felt a moment of satisfaction. We do feel satisfaction. In the kirtan or in the association, when the guests are coming, when we're preaching, when the you know, a lot of devotees are together, then we do feel satisfaction. And other times we may not have the same satisfaction, so we go on with our duty. But we can also use our intelligence to try to get ourselves in a position where we will find more satisfaction. You know, like we're saying. Practically, we're thinking of